Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Might seem crazy to talk about gardening right after the first real snow of the season has hit, but Lake Effect gardening contributor Melinda Myers would counter that a little snow and some single-digit wind chills shouldn't deter you. She's with us to talk about what you might accomplish in the late fall. Great to see you as always.
Thanks, Mitch. Always great to be here.
So we've had the first real snow of the season, but the chances are pretty good that that snow is going to melt and we'll see what's left of our gardens before the real snow starts to fall in December and January. Is there still stuff we can be doing in our yards?
You bet. Some of us are anxious to get things packed away and be done with the garden season. Some of us, myself included, have a few things left to get in the ground or do before it totally freezes and the snow blankets us for a month or more. So this is actually a great time to do some planting. You can get great deals at the garden center. Trees and shrubs are on sale. Bulbs are still available. And as long as you can dig in the ground, you can plant. Now, sometimes some of us have been known to chip through some frozen, crusty soil to get those bulbs in the ground. But it's a little bit easier if you don't wait that long. So really, take advantage of some of the sales. Get some of those things in the ground. Or let's say you couldn't resist, bought a bunch of plants, and you don't know where you're going to put them. You can heel them in, and you have two options. One is to dig trenches in a vacant part of your garden, and then you just set the pots in there, cover them with soil so the root ball is covered, the pot's covered, and that's a great way to store them. I used to do that a lot with my vegetable garden. Sheltered area was perfect. And then when that was full, I would move things to my patio between my garage and my house. Very sheltered. Push all those pots together, take some of my annual baskets and containers that I wasn't overwintering, but use those for insulation, set those around the pots. And then when it would snow, I'd cover them up with snow. A great way to take advantage of the sales, take advantage of, well, I know I want that, but I don't know where I'm going to put it, and have it in hand so as soon as you can get out there, get that garden set, you'll have the plants in hand, and then just supplement this spring because there's always some new and different things to add to the collection.
Let's talk about pruning. And as we were saying, the temperature's kind of gone up and down and up and down again. What's the point at which we should no longer be pruning our plants?
You know, late summer, early fall is the time to kind of avoid. Now that the leaves are dropped, things are going dormant. So if you want, this is a time you can really actually get started. I'm one of those people that likes to do a job once. So I like to wait till late winter. So if there's been snow or ice damage, deer or rabbit have come in and fed, kind of see what's left in late winter, do any cleanup pruning to fix the problem. And then if I need to shape or do any kind of renewal pruning, the plants recover quickly because they'll start growing. And I kind of do it at one time. It's a great time if you have fall bearing raspberries. I talked to somebody not too long ago who picked their last crop and just got done cutting them back. Fall bearing raspberries bear their crop on first year canes. So you can cut those right to the ground or leave them for the rabbits to chew to the ground or do it in late winter. Cut those to the ground. Summer bearing, though, you want to leave the canes that didn't bear fruit yet standing and just take the old ones. So the ones that had fruit this summer can go right back to the ground. Again, you could wait till late winter. If you want to get a jump start, good time to do it. I like to wait on the evergreens. You can prune them in the fall. But one of the things, if you think about evergreens, those needles that have been exposed, like on yews and junipers, to the wind, the sun, the drying temperatures, they're pretty tough. Underneath that are those that have been shaded and protected. You prune off the toughened needles, then you expose those tender ones. So it's better to do it in spring. Pines and spruces wait until spring to do that pruning.
So it's interesting. It dawns on me that I asked that question backwards. It's not really a question of should we stop pruning? The question is when should we start pruning?
Exactly. And that's a common misconception.
You think you're exposing the inside of the plant to freezing weather.
Exactly. So, it's a good time when things are dormant. The old saying is when the saw is sharp. But then kind of look at your landscape. Look at the kind of problems you've had in the past and your schedule, too. When are you going to have time to do the work? And make sure you need to prune. Just because you do have a saw in hand doesn't mean your plants need to be pruned.
Well, Melinda Myers, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Melinda Myers is our regular gardening contributor. She's also the host of Melinda's Garden Moments on television and the author of several new books on gardening. We'll learn about those titles next week on Lake Effect. John Wilkes Booth gets all the press, but his brother was the better actor. A new play on the work of Edwin Booth will soon be performed in Milwaukee. We'll hear about it in just a moment on WUWM.